or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and no guests this morning. Got great guests the next couple of mornings, but right now it's going to be open lines. So if you would like to call in, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you've tried to call in the last couple of mornings, why, and didn't get a response, why, it's because I was away. Now, of course, we did have Michael Shaw doing a couple of mornings for us, so I hope that you enjoyed him, as I always enjoy having him as a program as a guest. But this morning, well, I thought we'd talk about a couple of things until you call, because hopefully you will call. But I've been away back in New York for, well, let's just say I was back in New York, but now I'm back home again and very glad to be here. But certainly there's an article that appeared in Counterpunch this weekend, written by Gareth Porter, talking about a House Resolution 1553. That's House Resolution 1553, saying the United States will back Israel if there is an attack, if Israel attacks Iran. Now, why would somebody submit a House resolution and try to get it passed by the House of Representatives to say that we will attack, the United States will support Israel if Israel attacks Iran? Basically, it's saying that the United States will attack Iran. And, of course, right now, we have about 100 naval ships stationed immediately adjacent to Iran, both in the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman and the Arabian Ocean, and then, of course, in the Red Sea, 100 naval ships. You go up on the Internet and you try to find out if this is true, try to find out if where our naval flotillas are. We have either three or four carrier task forces over there. I mean, one task force is enough to wipe out Iran, certainly the frightening power of our America's navy is certainly unsurpassed any place in the world. We are by far the most powerful nation in the world. After all, the United States rules the world. We have our troops stationed in 132 to 142 nations. I don't know exactly how many, but why would we have our troops stationed in any nations throughout the world? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have an American empire. It's all part of the move towards the world government, the world religion, and, of course, the destruction of any nation that doesn't want to go along with that. That's why we have our troops fighting over in Iraq and Afghanistan today. I mean, why are we fighting in Afghanistan after 9 years? Why, we want to make sure that that nation will go along with the New World Order. We've got to have a world government. Everybody's got to be involved. And so we have systematically placed people who support world government in positions of power in every government throughout the world. And when you understand, well, almost every, there are a few that don't have, a few countries where we don't have troops stationed. Why do we have over 700 military bases throughout the world? So we can establish the American Empire, which is a prelude to the one world government, the ancient plan of the ancient secret societies. If you haven't read The Secret Destiny of America by Manly P. Hall, one of the leading Satanists, a man who is cited as Masonry's greatest philosopher when he died back in the early 1990s. That came from the Scottish Rite magazine. Basically, Manly P. Hall writes about for the fact that for 3,000 years there have been secret societies out there, and they've been working to bring about world democracies, this whole idea of world democracy, which really means world dictatorship. Certainly, Plato said democracy always degenerates into despotism, and that's what these leaders know. They want a one-world government under a ruling oligarchy. And whether all of them understand it, this is, of course, the government of the Antichrist, and America is being used to bring that about. But right now, of course, the center of attention is on Iran. And certainly, we know from the writings of one of the leaders of the Revolutionary Guard that there are about 100 American naval ships in these armadas over there. Some of them may be NATO ships, some of them may be Israeli ships, but certainly almost 100 ships over there immediately adjacent to Iran, waiting for this war to come. And yet, have you noticed not a word about this? We just don't hear anything about this at all. How could it possibly be that this could be going on and we're not hearing about it? I was told this weekend by a friend that CIA officers, for the first time, large numbers of them are being sent overseas. They don't know where they're going. They're not allowed to tell even their wives where they're going. They'll be there for some time. This is something within the last week or two, that something big is afoot. But the American people aren't to know about that. Our focus is to be on the phony oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. Not that it didn't occur, but why didn't they put the cap on the pipe, 3 months ago? Why didn't they put the cap on the pipe 3 months ago? Wouldn't that have been the logical thing to do, rather than spend some $20 billion in the cleanup and certainly destroy the, the fishing and all that, and dump all those toxic dispersants, some 2 million gallons of something that was so toxic that they couldn't use it over in the waters that get adjacent to Great Britain, but it's all right to use in the Gulf. What was this all about? Well, I think it was a plan to cut off oil drilling in the Gulf, at least deep oil drilling in the Gulf. Why would you cut off oil drilling in the Gulf and off the North Slope of Alaska? Because you had an oil leak that could have been stopped immediately, and they didn't do it? Because they wanted to cut off the oil drilling. Why? So America would continue to be dependent upon other countries, so we would continue to have large deficits. We have more oil in the United States than anywhere in the world. And if they were allowed to get the oil out of the Bakken Reserve, that's B-A-K-K-E-N, it's in North Dakota, some in South Dakota, some in Montana. I mean, there is something 53 trillion barrels of oil up there. They've even got 5 billion barrels. Why, unbelievable amounts of oil. And we are not being allowed to do it. Why? Because they want the crisis. They want us dependent upon other countries. That's why they won't let us drill in the Alaska Oil Reserve, the Alaska Wildlife Reserve, or why they never developed the massive field off the North Slope of Alaska. They want the crisis and lower our living standards. Get us out of our cars. Give us a call, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices. You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Adam back here. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Like to know what you think about this or any other subject, because it's open lines here on Monday at the American Freedom Network at 877-254-7524. But this House resolution that is, I don't know what's been voted on or when it will be voted on, but basically it is that the United States will back Israel, if it attacks Iran. Now, we do know that Saudi Arabia has given Israel permission to fly over its country. Now, we knew this a long time ago, at least a year ago, when our good friend Dr. Jerry Corsi had gone over to Israel, and they paid his way over, let him interview all of the leaders of Israel. He talked to the head of the Mossad and the head of the Defense Department, and certainly the president, the premier, and all the key people there, you know, to basically with this concept that Israel can't wait. And Jerry Corsi wrote an article when he returned called Why Israel Can't Wait, and the whole idea was to justify the coming attack on Iran by Israel. And, of course, one of the points that Jerry made when I asked him, well, how is Israel going to get its planes to Iran? So the Americans, if they give permission for the Israeli planes to overfly Iraq, that would be an act of war on the Americans' part against Iran. And Jerry said, well, the agreement has already been made by Mubarak, or at least the gentleman who's running Egypt at the present time, and the Saudis, that the Israeli planes can overfly Egypt and Saudi Arabia, and then they'll be in the Persian Gulf, and then they can hit Iran. So the decision has been made for a long time. That's how the Israeli planes will go. Everything is in place. Of course, they want to attack during the summer. The naval armada, American and perhaps NATO armada, is over there. We don't know. All we know is that according to the head of the Iranian National Guard, the Revolutionary Guard of Iran, that there are 100 ships there waiting to attack. Certainly Fidel Castro, not somebody I really admire or like, but Fidel Castro recently was talking about the fact that there will be a nuclear war in the Middle East and it will expand into other countries. I mean, these are frightening things, and yet the average American just sort of shrugs them off, doesn't believe it's real. But, of course, how would we justify getting America into the war if if Israel attacked Iran, well, the whole idea is that Iran will retaliate. Maybe they'll retaliate by mining the Straits of Hormuz. If they do, I've cut off oil supply to Europe and some of the oil that comes to the United States. Well, that would be an act of war against the United States. Or maybe the Iran would attack Saudi Arabia because they had actually given Israel permission to fly across their land. That would be an act of war against Iran. Saudi Arabia allied with Israel on this. Or maybe the Iran would attack our troops in the Green Zone, and they could easily kill 10 or 20,000 American troops over there in a lightning attack, and they do have the planes and the bombs and the missiles to do that. And I think there's one reason I believe, and I may be mistaken, it's just my belief, but it's, or perhaps I should say suspicion, that the reason that we're keeping our troops over there is so a lot of them will be slaughtered, and we can use that as a justification for going to war with Iran. You see, there is a timetable, and they've been following this for a long period of time, and I think this is the time for the attack on Iran. That's why I believe we brought the mullahs to power. Oh, yes, we installed the mullahs back in 1979. Everybody's forgotten how the CIA toppled the Shah of Iran, and then we flew the Ayatollah Khomeini from Paris, where he was living. We flew him to Tehran and installed him there, and that, of course, brought the mullahs to power. And, of course, the Shah's secret police became the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, and now we had a new enemy. Isn't it wonderful? The best, one of the best enemies your tax money could buy. But we've held off for a long period of time. It's been, what, 30 years since that happened, 31 years, and now it seems to be the timetable is about to be fulfilled. I may be mistaken, but I'm just, everything points to the fact there's going to be a war over there. One of the things that really disturbs me is that if the Iranians are smart enough not to retaliate, and that's what Iran should do. If she is attacked, she should not retaliate against Israel. She should not attack against the United States. And then how could we justify going to war? But if Iran should do that, why, we could just go ahead and sink the USS Harry Truman. It's an aircraft carrier. It's going to be decommissioned later this year. And so, well, why not just go ahead and sink it? Oh, we might lose a few thousand American lives. But you really think that the people within the invisible government, the Brotherhood of Darkness, really care about killing a few thousand American servicemen? They certainly weren't concerned about what happened at Pearl Harbor. They weren't concerned about what happened on September 11th, 2001, because we know they were lying. At least six of the Islamic hijackers who were on the plane that morning, according to the FBI, at least six of them were alive and well over in the Near East. Now, how could that be? How could it be that the people who were on the plane are alive and well? Go up on the Internet, and I'm sure you could just type in six hijackers alive and well, something like that, and find out what you pull up on the Internet. And I think this has been fairly well verified for a number of intelligence sources that six of the hijackers who died that morning are still alive. And if that's true, then we've been lied to. And if we've been lied to about that, it means that those buildings, the Twin Towers and Building 7 and the Pentagon, all of the people on the planes were killed by some other means, and that nothing we've been told about what happened that day is true, and the murderers of over almost 3,000 Americans are loose, and they've never been brought to justice, and you should be concerned about that, because if they can get away with that, they can get away with plunging America into a terrible war with Iran, and then perhaps with other Muslim nations. They could eventually lead to the destruction of this nation because, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that there are Islamic groups here in America, terrorist training camps, at least. This is what Paul Williams claims, and we'll just have to wait and see. At least in the past years, he's always been very reliable, and his information has been valid. He's been published many times. His latest book, however, on the Islamic terrorist movement, and the terrorist trading camps in the United States, no major publisher will carry. Why would that be? You would think that a story that explosive would be picked up by any major publisher, but you must understand, if you contact Random House, you find out that Random House, one of the largest publishers in the United States, is either part of or controls probably a dozen other publishing houses, and you do the same thing with Macmillan and Sydney. So many of the major publishing houses, Scribner's and Sons, and they're all part of a big complex. There are a few dozen publishers, and they control literally hundreds of publishing houses. So it's very difficult to get a book published and distributed in the United States. And sometimes if you do get it published, well, then they just don't distribute it, or they accidentally shred the copies, or the publicist refuses to push the book, so certainly it doesn't sell very many copies, and it just is not available to the public. But Paul Williams, in his book, which he's written about the Islamic terrorist training camps in the United States, where the young black men recruited in our prisons by the radical mullahs that we allow to go into the prisons, and then, of course, we give the Muslims there special meals and five times a day to pray and special treatment and protection. And then, of course, according to Paul Williams, when these young men eventually are released from prison, they're given a suit, $10, and a one-way ticket to Islamburg, where they're recruited into this radical terrorist training movement here in the United States. And these people are ready when the time is given to create chaos here. And I fear that when if we do go to war with Iran, that is what will happen. And believe me, Sydney, just the destruction of one of our major cities would plunge America into crisis. Who would want to do that? Why, the people who hate America, who've used it, who've used our financial and military power to bring about this world empire. But remember, we have our troops stationed in between 130 and 140 nations throughout the world. We have 720 military bases throughout the world. And none of the American people say, why do we have such a massive military? Who are we protecting ourselves against? Are we protecting ourselves against communist China? We're doing everything we can to build up communist China. It's the second largest consumer of energy, the second largest industrial producer in the world. Because of American help, American aid, American financing, China's not the enemy, are they? Are we protecting ourselves against Russia? No, we were doing everything we can to help Russia. In fact, we were the ones who built all their oil wells, or drilled all their oil wells, their gas wells. So the Russia today is the largest exporter of oil and the largest exporter of natural gas in the world, as a direct result of American aid and technical aid and financing. So, I mean, if China and Russia aren't the enemy, who is the enemy? Oh, we've got our troops in 130 to 140 nations throughout the world because Osama bin Laden is in a cave over there in Pakistan plotting against us. And there are 50 to 100 members of al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And that's why we've got to have almost 200,000 troops there. Well, 90,000 troops and 105,000 contractors in Afghanistan because there are 50 to 100 members of al-Qaeda. Ladies and gentlemen, does that really make sense? Does it really make sense that we could have almost 100 ships over there, you know, in the areas we talked about, and no mention of this in the media? Is it possible that the media is controlled, that we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we've never heard of? Because that's a quotation from Edward Bernays in his book Propaganda back in 1928, but it's as true today as when he wrote it. And most Americans have no idea what's going on. And if you don't call, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Why, are we probably going to run out of things to talk about? But I think that you must recognize that we may be on the brink of something big. It may blow over. They were supposed to have had an attack on Iran during the latter part of the Bush administration. For some reason or other, they called it off. Everything was in place at that time. But once again, everything is in place. There is this resolution. It's House Resolution 1553, and it is before the House of Representatives today, expressing full support for an Israeli attack on Iran. Why would anybody put a resolution like that before Congress today, unless there really was a very real possibility of an imminent Israeli attack on Iran? And basically what they're trying to do is get support for this. The article over the weekend in the Counterpunch by Gareth Porter, G-A-R-E-T-H Porter, talks about a recent article in the Weekly Standard. And of course, the Weekly Standard is part of this complex of controlled media that controls our reality. But an article there by a gentleman named Mark Gerecht, G-E-R-E-C-H-T. And basically, he's writing about the necessity of going to war with Iran, how it's so important that we go to war with Iran. They may be working on developing nuclear weapons. If Iran had nuclear weapons, it'd be really dangerous to the world. But why isn't anybody concerned about the fact that Russia has 10 times the number of nuclear warheads that we do, 10 times the number of nuclear warheads, and we have essentially no defense against them? Why is nobody concerned about that? Why are we concerned about the fact that China has nuclear weapons, is developing a worldwide navy, and will soon have aircraft carriers and have a military that will parallel that of the United States? Why aren't we concerned about that? We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call.
And reaction continues to come in after this week's story that appointed Senator Michael Bennett voted against a cost of living increase for senior citizens on fixed incomes. Mark has our follow-up report.
Well, Susan, it's pretty simple. Senator Michael Bennett voted against a Social Security cost of living increase, and now senior citizens are pretty upset.
I live on a fixed income, and this guy goes to Washington, votes to bail out Wall Street banks, and also votes to cut a cost of living increase in my Social Security?
Folks need to call Michael Bennett and tell him that senior citizens deserve better leadership.
So it's fair to say that you're not happy with Senator Bennett's vote.
It's fair, all right. I'm downright angry. His vote will hurt senior citizens like me for years to come.
Back to you, Susan.
Okay, thanks, Mark. We'll have more updates later.
Paid for by New Leadership in Colorado. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. New Leadership in Colorado is responsible for the content of this advertising. TheBennettRecord.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Dan back here. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, and we have a caller. Hi, who's on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janan in Texas.
Well, hi, Janan. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I wanted to thank you for telling us about House Resolution 1553 and the article on counterpunch. I'm looking for it right now. I think that we all need to really talk about this possible impending action against Iran. I mean, maybe, just maybe, we can make a difference by exposing all of this and speaking about it. It seems like in the mainstream media we are given lots of different stories about different things to kind of distract us. And maybe this is kind of one of those October surprise things or something. And maybe just we can make a difference if we talk about it. That's all I have to say, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
Well, God bless you, and I think that's why I do it. I figure if we talk about it, people begin talking about it, and pretty soon people realize this whole thing is a scam. It's been planned for a long period of time, and then hopefully they begin understanding what we talk about, the fact that there is a spiritual component behind this. There really has been a plan for thousands of years to bring about this world government that is coming to fruition right now. And people have to understand behind all of the political things that are going on and behind all of the cultural and ideological things are powerful spiritual forces. There is a spiritual dimension out there, and you better well recognize this. Certainly, our military does. They have special units are in contact with the other dimension. And there's a book out there. It's called The Men Who Stare at Goats. George Clooney did a movie based upon this. Didn't do a very good movie, except at the very end, when, of course, after sort of poo-pooing this idea that people could really contact the other dimension and, of course, dematerialize. At the very end of the movie, why one of the people there actually walks through a wall. Well, you see, that couldn't happen. I mean, things like that don't happen. It doesn't happen in the material world, but it happens in the mystical world. And we live in this spiritual, in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world out there. And you better understand that if you hope to have any hope of surviving the very difficult times that lie ahead. Well, I think we've talked about all we can about this one subject. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. I thought maybe the next thing I would mention was the fact that President Obama keeps talking about wanting to put people to work. And so the American government, the Obama administration, and remember, of course, they're simply a reflection of the Trilateral Commission members who control Barack Obama. He is simply a puppet for them, although we focus our attention on him without realizing that he is simply a minor player in everything that's going on. The real forces, the real power force, financial and political forces, and spiritual forces work within the shadows. But for the sake of discussion, it's easier to point to him rather than to the controllers who he works for. But the Obama administration keeps talking about wanting to put people back to work. And supposedly, why General Motors has called in a number of people back to work, and they're building Volt cars. It's an electric car being built here in the United States. Going to cost $41,000. $41,000, and they're just turning these things out. It's a four-car sedan. You cannot put more than four people in it because the battery's right down the middle of the car. But why would anybody want to buy an American car for $41,000 when you can buy a Japanese electric car for $25,000? How many of these Volt cars do you really think are going to be sold? I don't think very many. I think they're simply putting the people back to work to give you the impression that the Obama plan to put people to work is working. Oh, they're going to work, but of course I mean, they're going to work with the fact we've given $50 billion to General Motors, probably more than that. They've paid back some $6 billion, but they paid that back with the money that the government gave them. I mean, that was certainly, you know, not money that they'd earned. General Motors is not earning anything here in the United States. They are making money over in China. They're the largest along with their partners, the largest automobile producers in China. In fact, China is producing far more cars than we're producing here in the United States. We used to produce 18 million cars a year in the United States. We're down to 10 million last year, maybe 11 million this year, but they're producing 11 or 12 million over in China. And before long, they'll be up to 18 million and then higher. The largest automotive producer in the world, thanks to the Obama administration, which is keeping the General Motors opening new plants. But General Motors opening new plants in China with American taxpayers' money. Now, Obama talks about wanting to, you know, keep people working here in America. So why did they want to shut down almost 3,000 distributors here in America? Every one of those distributors would hire, you know, 50 to 100 people. That could be somewhere between 100,000 and 300,000 people put out of work intentionally by the Obama administration. Why is the Obama administration going along with cutting off the supply of water to the Central Valley of California? California is acknowledged to have one of the highest unemployment rates in the entire nation. California, the employment rate is about 12.5% for the state. In some of the counties in the Central Valley, it's 25 to 30% of the population is unemployed as a direct result of what the Obama administration is doing. And that is, of course, the fact that they're cutting off the water supply and simply cutting off the farm production in the Central Valley of California. And certainly they're closing down fishing here on the West Coast, on the East Coast, as well as in the Gulf of Mexico. Other countries can have their fishing. We can't. They've closed down the oil drilling there in the Gulf of Mexico and certainly off the North Slope. Any deep oil drilling has been shut off for 6 months. And if you think it's going to resume at the end of 6 months, why, you probably believe in the Easter Ferry as well. Because they're not going to. This is done intentionally. That's what the oil spill was all about, was to get that through. I think they wanted to get the cap and trade bill through, but apparently they're not going to be able to do that. But it was for political purposes. British Petroleum, you say, why would they waste $20 billion? Ladies and gentlemen, that's chump change. When you understand what's at stake, is there a future of America? British Petroleum is part of the Trilateral Commission, and they're going right along with this whole scam. But they can't tell the American people any more than they can tell the American people that they gave Chrysler to Fiat Motor. They gave Chrysler. They didn't sell Chrysler to the highest bidder. They didn't simply get something in return for turning Chrysler Motor Company over to a foreign company. They gave it to them. Why? Why is it part of the Trilateral Commission? Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Rush Housing Authority reminds our listeners that respect and care for senior citizens is everyone's responsibility. This summer, when temperatures can be dangerous, you can help prevent a tragedy by going to a senior's home or apartment to see if their air conditioning or fan is in proper working order. Your help is needed and appreciated, and it only takes a minute. That's from Rush Housing Authority, who says our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's Rush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046. That's 842-5046.
Dr. Stan back here, and we were just talking about the Obama administration. They say they want to get Americans working. They want to get Americans back to work. They're doing everything they can to undermine that, but they can't come out and tell you our real goal is to put people out of work, to destroy our economy, to lower our living standards, and of course to bankrupt this nation. But that's exactly what they're doing. They're doing it intentionally. The deficit this year, according to the Obama administration, will be $1.47 trillion. 1 year deficit, $1.47 trillion. Remember, it took 200 years to get $1 trillion of national debt, and now in 1 year, we get $1.47 trillion of debt. I mean, this is just unbelievable. But the most significant thing they're going to do is they're going to raise taxes on the beginning of next year. Or let's put it this way, they're going to put an end to the tax cuts that were brought in during the Bush administration. Now, tax cuts actually increase government income, and they increase the economy, because wealthy people will invest their money if they can make a profit. If wealthy people can't make a profit, they're not going to invest their money. Why should you go out and risk everything you have to start a business and get a business going if most of the money is going to go in taxes? Why should you invest in stocks to get a dividend when most of the money is going to go to the government in taxes? By cutting the taxes on stock dividends, you actually get more people into the stock market, and of course you actually then increase the value of stocks, you increase the economy. And it's been shown over and over again. When you raise the taxes, you lower the amount of money that the government gets in taxes, because people either move out of the country, they quit investing, or they simply put their money into bonds or something like that and let it sit there, rather than risk it when there's very little chance of getting much in the way of return. So they know that when they raise the taxes the 1st of January, it will be a double whammy on the IRS income. And when you lower the taxes, why, more people are willing to invest. This is just a matter of common sense. And certainly there's a very small number of people who do control the vast majority of the money in our country. But certainly they're not going to invest unless you give them an incentive, and they're going to take that incentive away very intentionally. Why? Because they really want to destroy the country. When you understand that, when you understand that they do not really want to put people to work, they want to maintain this recession, but they cannot tell the people that. Now, why do we have the recession? Well, we mentioned many times before that they are actually paying the smaller banks not to lend money. Why? What do you hear from Ben Bernanke? What do you hear from the president? We've got to get the banks lending money. No, they're doing exactly the opposite. They're paying the banks money, paying them interest on the money that's deposited with the Federal Reserve System. The so-called reserves deposited with the Federal Reserve System have never received interest until recently, but the banks were compensated by that by being able to loan 10 times the amount of money that they had on deposit with the Federal Reserve System. Well, today, the private banks have on deposit with the Federal Reserve System $1 trillion. $1 trillion. If that were being let out, why, of course, it would mean an additional $10 trillion in the money supply in the country, and that would be really, it's credit money, but it's access money just the same. It would be the most amazing stimulus you've ever seen, but they don't want that. That was what would get the economy running, and they don't want to get the economy running, but they cannot tell the American people that, and so they have to keep saying, oh, if we could just get the banks to lend. But they're not trying to get the banks to lend. And when you understand that, when they're actually discouraging the banks from lending, this is why we have the recession, and it could change tomorrow if they just stopped paying the banks to tie up the money with the Federal Reserve System rather than lending it out. Now, of course, if you're a big multinational corporation associated with the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, you can borrow all the money you want to. The other thing, of course, we're doing is, of course, allowing our major corporations to go overseas, actively encourage them to go overseas by the fact they don't have to pay any taxes over there. No taxes at all. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just move a branch of your corporation overseas and any money you made could be kept overseas and you wouldn't have to pay any taxes on it? Or if you did bring it back here, as a couple of years ago, they said, well, you can bring your money back if you'll just invest it here. You only have to pay 5% when you bring the money back here, and the corporations bought the money back. But did they invest it? No, they didn't invest it. They used it for other purposes, but they did not invest it here in the United States, even though they were able to bring it back at 5%. Can you get by making money and paying 5%? Of course you can't. But these big multinational corporations all tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, you need to get it. You need to read it. You need to reread it. In fact, I reread it this last week, and I haven't read it in 10 years. And some of those quotations about God's plan. God's plan is to unite everything. New religion, new race, new creed. And, of course, to make everything new, a new world order. A new world economic system, and that basically came out of one of the Masonic magazines back in 1950. But that's what it's all about, and they know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to know until it's too late, until our living standards have been raised to that of the Mexican and Chinese peasant, and the American people have been impoverished, and that's exactly what they intend to do. But they cannot tell you. But you can determine if it's true by reading the Earth Charter written by Stephen Rockefeller and, of course, Mikhail Gorbachev and Marie Strong, the Earth Charter, which is kept in the satanic counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. They keep it in the Ark of Hope, satanic counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. And there's not one American in 1,000 that really knows what this is about. That's the Ark of Hope, the Earth Charter. You can get it on the Internet. If not, you can get it from us. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap up the program.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control.
The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I just stand back for the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning. Of course, didn't have one. We'll have a great guest tomorrow and Wednesday. But right now, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, certainly, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, don't understand the spiritual forces behind this so-called political battle or cultural battle or ideological battle, you need to get the book because we are fighting a spiritual battle on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it's primarily a spiritual battle. There is a supernatural dimension out there. I mean, if you're a Christian, you have to believe that. Simply because, of course, the story of Christ, you know, Immaculate Conception, basically a spontaneous pregnancy, and his mother Mary, is Christ's ability to carry out supernatural acts to bring people back from the dead, that can't be done. Or can it be done if there's a supernatural realm out there? Certainly the death and resurrection of our Lord, and then the fact he could materialize in a room and people could see him and touch him and eat with him. There is a supernatural element. Christ could walk on water. He could command the storms to cease. There is a supernatural element. And until you understand that, very little going on in the world today really makes any sense. And so we hope that you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and begin to acquaint yourself with the fact that we live in a material world, but there is a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, there is a spiritual world. We live in a rational world, there is an irrational world, a visible world and an invisible world. And until you understand this sort of thing, so much of what's going on today doesn't make sense. There is a master plan. I believe it's moving us towards a war in the Middle East. These were things were prophesied in Scripture thousands of years ago, and they're coming to pass today. We're living in the most exciting time in the world, and you must be able to put this into focus by looking at it through the prism of the Bible and the Scriptures. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We do hope you want to get perhaps our series of DVDs on the secret mystery of America's beginning. That's an excellent place to start. Three DVDs, very professionally done, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. We have a number of Alex Jones DVDs. We're carrying Loose Chains, The Final Cut, The Invisible Empire, and, of course, the Police State 4. And those three DVDs we're carrying, and we carry others. We think Alex does an excellent job on those. And, of course, we want to point out there's an organized effort to discredit Alex Jones by people who are, for whatever reason, seem to be doing everything they can to discredit him. And yet, when you discredit him, you discredit everything he says. And what Alex says is true. There really is this conspiracy out there. And, of course, wouldn't you anticipate there'd be an organized effort to discredit him and to discredit me and anybody else, of course, who speaks out about what's going on. But we do carry Alex's videos, on the end game, certainly on the story of the Bohemian Grove material you're not going to get elsewhere. We hope, of course, you'll want to get my latest talk on the specter haunting America, about how to intentionally destroying the lives and the health of the American people and our children. Again, our number, that's the specter haunting America, our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's tomorrow. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.